The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, bye.
Well, our headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So let's have this discussion about AI. And did you know there's a study that found that they were asking people how they're using AI, like chatbot, GPT.
GPT.
And it turns out that people trust it so much that they're using it to manage aspects of their health.
Oh,
and learn about potential diagnosis.
Not good.
So if you think, if you remember how many people would be religiously going to WebMD and diagnosing themselves. And
my doctor hated it. Because everything led, anything I would put in there was either you have leukemia or cancer. Literally anything. And he's like, well, that's by design. I was like, so that sounds like doctors are making WebMD to give out fake information, so you end up having to go to real MD.
Because you're paranoid, right?
Yes, I have too. You're right.
So Americans consider AI to be more trustworthy than social media when it comes to health-related issues.
Remember we had the guy who was hooking up with his in the shower? It was a Snapchat AI.
Oh,
his wife called
Minx.
In.
Yep. Minx.
Oh.
Minx. Minx for the Y. Minx.
That's the
Not
thing.
Tiffany, just regular Minx.
Right.
And people trust the... I don't know where AI came from. So Russia. Why would I trust it? Who is the
I'd
one...
I'd say China.
Yeah. No. Those are the top two as far as hacking us and going after us.
What world provides the fastest typers? Because whoever it is doing it.
Yep.
Typing out real fast answers.
They're the Eddie Van Halen of typing.
Well, 35% of people asked AI health questions, and 63% of them think AI is trustworthy. That's more trustworthy than social media at 43%. Influencers, 41%.
Now, of course.
Yeah. I don't trust all influencers because I've especially when it comes to health-related issues.
Oh, really?
And cosmetics, because they're all wrong. A lot of them are wrong.
Yeah.
So they say trust, they mean like to give you accurate information.
Yeah.
That you can trust.
Right.
Okay. Because obviously they don't have feelings or they can't deceive you.
I think there can be. It's maybe not yet, but.
Like where I'm worried about is when you say you like a JFK, you put some kind of conspiracy in there.
Yeah.
And then it starts spouting back at you. You know, I believe what you believe. Like, do you believe that the government did it?
Well, that's yeah, but what if that was. Because, I mean...
It's going to get that way.
So I have messed with it. Like, I asked it. Now, this is also telling. When you are talking, if you're doing that, or if it's Gemini on Gmail, or even you're talking to your smart speaker, it's a woman, right?
It depends on how much she talks back to you.
But even if it's not talking back, and it's just a summary Gemini thing, or any kind of AI, whatever, I think I feminize it. In a sexual way, but I think, oh, it's a woman.
Well, yeah, it's the car rule too, right? It's
like or guitar, or your ball bat. You always name it your gun. That's old Betsy.
But
I shoot you dead with Betsy.
Not your piece, like that's a dude's name.
You can't call your ding-a-ling a woman's name. No.
He's like Daryl or something.
Called her
Big Bertha.
Tinky. Tinkerbell.
Like you want to see Big Doug down here?
Yeah. You want to see, find out why they call him Doug.
You'll find out why they call him the hook.
You got to call him before you dig.
Do you want to meet the hook?
No.
Yeah.
So
Taz's son.
So my theory about this is like Wikipedia was incorrect, and everybody thought Wikipedia back in the day because the Wikipedia for us was all wrong.
So the point I was going to make is early days of Google, you could somewhat trust it, but then we all kind of smartened up to like, okay, first two pages is where we stopped researching things, and then you also start to realize the first two pages are all sponsored ads. Like there was give the specifics because it'll come back to haunt me, but like there was, you know, if you have a business like if Fat Boy had Fat Boy's Pizza and we had
I got the sandwiches already,
we had Matthew and Paige's Pizza Palace, we could go on Google AdSense and buy the higher keywords for Fat Boys Business. So when you Google Fat Boys Pizza, it'd go to Matthew and Paige's Pizzeria Palace or whatever the hell we named
it. We have the
Why are you trying to steal my SEO?
Where we have the Fat Boy Pizza Pocket.
We're optimizing it.
We're going to have a pizza pocket.
Optimizing. Yeah. You can have Hot Pockets.
We're optimizing.
We're going to steal Hot Pockets. But
well,
so,
well, this must be the best place for brake pads. It's the first one that showed up. But not always true, because you look for that little tiny thing. You'll see it on your news, even local news stations. You say, oh, it's an interesting article. Real small. Ad. Ad.
It's not realistic.
You'll drive me out of the business. I'll have to think up of a new concept. I might open a strip club called Hot Pockets, for all you know. And guess what's on the menu?
What are you going to eat?
Wings.
We're going to steal Hot Pockets and make it ours.
I still think there should be a sex shop called Wangs, etc.
God, there's got to be. Wait till one goes out of business.
Wild Wangs.
Keep the sign Wild and Wangs. Just change the letter.
Wang Stop.
Just like Boot Barn and Chick-fil-A, we said, when they go out of business.
Okay. Buffalo Wild Wangs. There's just...
Are these all Yankees from New York?
No. It's
How you doing, Chick? Welcome to Buffalo Wild Wangs.
Just having a little, you know.
How you doing?
I mean, if they did Hooters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Twin Peaks.
All right.
So did you go to a place that was all dudes, all ripped up dudes, and they had like, you know, socks shoved in the front of their pants, and it was called Twin Towers?
Would I go to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, you would.
Not alone. I'd probably take my girlfriends just for
You have to take pictures, too. Like, that's what you wanted to do as a kid, was go to Hooters on your birthday.
Sometimes when you're with when you're with men that are like
hide it
that,
from your mom.
Or at least my experience with men that are dancers like that,
they're
they
gay.
Don't like girls. Yep. So what's the point?
You're right.
There was one that I knew that wasn't, and I danced with him in a dance show, and I was so worried that my mom would think that it was terrible.
Why, is your mom hateful to gays?
No, because we were wearing like kind of skimpy clothes, and my hair was big and all crimped out, and it was very kind of seductive. Two girls and one guy, and I thought, oh my God, my mom's gonna flip
out. Did you wait for your mom to pass before you decided to play a whore in a movie, or was that?
Oh, that's a good question.
Did you do that while she was still walking this beautiful earth of ours?
I think she was still alive at that point. Mm,
probably died disappointed then.
Yeah, probably. Well, I mean, I've done many things.
You think she spoke to St. Peter and said, look, my daughter's still down there. She's playing a whore in a movie, but let her in here with me when she gets ready.
Listen, I thought that she would hate on that. And when we were driving home from, and this was in Berkeley, my mom's like, I really loved that. That was great. That, you know, your dancing is getting so much better. And I said, well, what about the other stuff, the ballet stuff? She goes, that was kind of boring.
I think with St. Peter, she's that rat, he'll pass her right through.
True. You get a fast pass.
You do.
It's like at a nightclub, like the hot girls walk to the front of the line and the bouncer pulls the rope around for them to go.
Yep.
Sometimes.
Yeah, that would be you.
Straight through. Straight to the J-man.
Or he'd be like, look, you should have to go to hell, but I think we can work up something. They don't call me Peter for nothing.
Okay.
You know.
Can you recite some parts of the Bible? I can. All right. So
Ezekiel 23:20. Go ahead.
Not going to. So, Rolling
Got emissions of a donkey. My hard working man.
Rolling Stone put together a list of Ozzy-isms to remember the Prince of Darkness.
Number one should be Sharon. There's no question. It should be. That's his catchphrase. That's his what? That's his.
He would just yell it.
That's his. Do you smell what he's cooking?
Sharon! Hey! She was always around too, like real close.
Give us some of them though, would you, Paige?
All right, so
I'm not really a Satanist. Was coming at number two.
The thing about life that gets crazy is that by the time you learn about it, it's too late to deal with it.
Amen. No, it's not too late, but you look back with regret, and you shouldn't. You look back with regret. You should celebrate the fact that you figured it out with time left.
And Ozzy says it should be the other way around.
Oh, he has trouble talking.
It should be the other way around. We should be born with all the sense and knowledge.
I agree,
and then
man.
Get stupider as we get older.
Some kids are different. They figure that out. You know, you're athletes. You're, you know, like what's the word I'm looking for? Not savant. I don't think that's it.
Gifted.
Yeah, something like that. Like you,
gifted and talented.
I guess genius type kids. You know, they figure all that out beforehand.
Yeah.
And Ozzy.
If they had had gifted and talented and morbidly obese, I would have had a club to go to.
Ozzy says, Viagra is a great sleeping drug. I take Viagra and Sharon goes right to sleep.
I don't know if they were hooking up that much here toward the...
You ever look at an older couple like, oh man, y'all been married for 40 plus years, but then like, again, sex consumed. I'm like, wonder when the last time was. Who was president when y'all did it last?
Is it possible to still have a high sex drive, but the thought of it wanes? So you can have a high sex drive, but you want to do it, but you don't think about it that much.
Do you get bored with doing it with the same person for the rest of your life? Day in, day out.
It's like I've been staring at the back of this dude's head for the same forever now.
I just noticed a new mole. You should see a dermatologist. It's always it's right there on the back of your head.
It'd be like, it's always sex in the morning when he smells bad. I never get mines.
You're getting them.
It's hard to get yours when you know we gets up so early.
I'm just thinking of I don't do that because I'm not married. But
my nooner starts at 10:30.
And people become from the people that I know. I mean,
what's with you talking hip hoppy here lately?
I don't know.
You just said people be.
People be. Well, they become roommates. Like they're basically living together and not passionately.
Right. Plus, I had grits earlier. She said, why you ain't eat them cold?
Oh, yeah.
Just like the kid from Best Damn.
She was cooking me a sandwich.
She could think of
Blaine's going on, Terry.
Hi, how's it going?
You ever want to, like, I'm sure there is an interview or something. I want to find out who that kid is. Is it a sketch comedy show? Is it real life?
How do people find them? Because you look at the memes, they found every person from the meme from back in the day. The chick with the buck teeth.
Oh, yeah.
They found her.
And then the insurance company found the kid with the red vest.
The flannel or whatever it was. Kid. Found him.
Argyle.
Oh, yeah. For me.
Yeah. Many others.
Many, many others.
So Ozzy also says...
That little kid that looking at the camera like this.
Oh, the buck tooth kid.
Yeah, I've seen her growing up now. It's crazy. Yeah.
That's odd. Mm. Okay. Well, Ozzy says, sometimes I'm scared of being Ozzy, but it could have been worse. I could have been Sting. Not fake Sting.
Well, he would have been in Greenville about 3 months ago, and I would have been speaking with him. Now he's talking about the other Sting.
How do you know anything about Ozzy's signature? Did he flood the market? Was he a big signer?
I know. I'm familiar. He didn't do appearances or anything like that. And he actually, again, it's what I hate about the transition of societal stuff. It's like celebrities, athletes, even like, and I'm not talking crap, but even our boss, who he's going to hate this. Uh-huh. And I wouldn't be saying this unless it was a Friday and I can get the hell out of here fast.
Yeah, you won't have to face him.
He ain't that busy. He's not that busy. But then I've seen like pen to paper things that he has to sign, and this is what it sounds like.
Yep.
Like that. Real quick. Like that. Look, V just signed this paper. How would anybody authenticate that? Like, how would you know that's not just a regular V? That I wrote down, or anyone did.
In his defense, he is pretty busy. He and Stoneman.
And they're extra scrutinized now that guy flooded the market with all those auto-penned fake autographs.
Yeah, but dude, I met Muhammad Ali on death's door. His, not mine. And he wrote out the full thing. Like, but when you do that, you're literally doing that because you want the perception that you're so busy. Exactly what it is.
You realize you could have knocked him out. You could have knocked out Muhammad Ali. You could have been one of the very few.
Sure, I would have maybe had a Hot Topic shirt or something like that. But other than that, I would be looked at as a elderly abuser.
You might not have made it out of there alive.
No.
Was Layla there?
No.
Okay.
No, he was there with Darren Prince, if you know anything about that guy. I'm not going to say what he was.
Because if Layla was there, you definitely would have got knocked out.
Yeah, yeah. She was not, though. He was sitting right beside Pete Rose, oddly enough. They're both in heaven now.
Dang it.
Boy, heaven. You know what? If that ain't reason enough to get your life right, go meet your favorite celebrities. If you don't give a damn about your family or the saints or anyone like that.
Have you seen the pictures already people are making where Hulk goes to heaven and Macho Man's already there?
Instantaneously. Yep. I mean, that morning when Sabu, we came in here and Sabu was dead. I go on the internet, literally. People are so talented, and they just give it away, and then they live in poverty. Monetize it. You got to somehow. You just spend hours of your life making a meme, and then you're like, here, internet.
Or do that video that I showed you. It looked real. Obama's dressed like Sean Paul, and then Kamala's dressed like Ice Spice, and they're French kissing on his desk.
It looked pretty real.
Like, come on.
It did. Yeah, that's why that's why that was introduced. So things can always be denied. There's always that deniability now. You saw the video? What video? Zapruder film? Bullcrap.
Or the other one the trucker released.
Everything's fake.
I mean, it is. We'll talk about your breasts later, Paige. Good morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
This guy actually called earlier during headlines, and we were like, hey, man, we're doing headlines.
Okay.
He said he'd call back. I didn't. I was like, okay. Yeah, okay. But he did.
Well.
Thank God.
And we can say his name?
Yeah.
Okay. Brent, you want to talk about your date the other night, right, Brent?
Hey, yeah.
It's great. That's my favorite Outkast song.
Well, yeah, so thanks for having me, guys. I really love the show. But, yeah, I definitely wanted to talk about my date the other night.
Okay. What's up?
Well, basically, it was...
Oh, I just saw Fat Boy's notes. It says Brent had a horrendous... You spelled horrendous correctly, by the way, Fat Boy. Brent had a horrendous... Sorry, I did not see this.
My bad, help.
You had a horrendous date.
It was. Okay. Absolutely. It was the worst date ever.
Okay.
And it sucks for me to say that because I don't go out on that many dates. But, I mean, this one was, like, yeah, as you said, it was horrendous.
So what was it? Nothing in common, or too expensive for the ROI, if you know what I mean? Paige often says if you ever wanted to lay down with her, you had to take her out for crab legs.
Yep. No.
Right? No, lobster.
Lobster,
Pardon. Well, you can understand why I said the
lobster and liquor.
Yeah. So, what was, like, how was it a bad date? Sorry, I'm being very talky right now. I will call the FOF line on myself.
No, I mean, it's all good. It was just one of those dates that started off really weird and then just got worse from then on out. I mean, first off, she wouldn't let me pick her up. She said she wanted to meet me there, and that just blew my mind, honestly. I guess that was the first sign, but I mean, I know that's not the craziest thing, but I'm kind of old school. I like to pick up my dates.
I get it. I mean,
I do too.
I guess the ladies feel safer if you don't know where they live. I mean, they do background checks on these apps, for God's sakes.
Well, yeah, but, like, also, they're supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, that don't surprise me. She wanted to meet.
But, yeah, I mean, they, they want to. Yeah, I totally get that. I was put off like that several years ago. Where she was very, like, I was like, God, what's wrong? She's not happy with where she lives or something like that. And a light bulb, like, well, duh, she don't really know you all that well, so she wants to have a an out plan.
Yeah.
Is that right, Brent? Well,
no, yeah. I agree, and I get it. And, I mean, it struck me as a little bit odd, but, right. I mean, that was something that I could totally easily just let slide.
Yeah. All right. So was this a coffee or lunch, like eat at a restaurant type thing? Or
no, what? Yeah. It was at a restaurant, and we start talking, and... I mean, maybe she was just excited, but, I mean, she would not stop talking. I mean, the server comes over to take our order, and she's still going, and it was like she wasn't picking up, like, on any cues or, like, yeah. Like I actually had to interrupt and step in and be like, well, hang on a second. Can we at least, like, order? I mean, the guy's standing here. Can we order some food? And it was like I was the first person she'd seen or been around in like at least a year, and she wasn't even bothered that I interrupted and said that, and she just rolled right into her order and the menu like I never said anything. It was odd.
She just kind of Much like I did at the beginning of this one, she just kind of steamrolled the entire conversation, never passed off.
Exactly. And, right. like, you know, just like you, like, nobody else could get a word in.
Hey, at least I noticed it right during the moment. That's how you know you're working on yourself.
Right. But unlike you, she had, like, zero social skills.
Thank you.
And so I figured, all right, look, let's just, you know, get our food, eat, and maybe it'll chill out. And so the food comes, but that's when it got really, like, she just started scarfing hers down, like, wouldn't even take a breath. I'm talking full speed, didn't savor it, didn't taste it, barely chewed, didn't pause, just inhaled it, almost like she wanted to just hurry up so she could start talking more. And it just was like feeling like rushed at that point.
I would think you would think that'd be the most awkward part of the dinner, because you know you're both eating and not saying anything. But maybe she eats fast. I don't.
That could be.
She's like a high energy person.
Yeah, or you know, like I have a close friend who, and Fat Boy, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Every time, like I go out to eat with this dude or we hang out, he orders a large amount of food, but he scarfs it down really fast so he can then talk.
Yeah, like just. Maybe she does everything fast.
Maybe she's real twitchy like that.
Maybe she just knows.
Yeah, well, anyhow, by this point, she's done.
Yeah.
Her plate is clear, but I'm still eating. And, like, then, like, the second or, I mean, maybe it was the third thing that happened that I didn't care for, but, I mean.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I don't know what
that
is. Did she want to, like, pay for hers, or did she, like, fart or something? Burp. Awesome. Let out a big burp.
No, I mean, that would make sense. That I could deal with. That I could see coming. But no, she says she wants my steak. Now.
Hell yeah.
Right.
Was she not talking in connotations in any kind of way? Was she?
Oh.
Did she say your steak, your meat, or your beef?
I wish, right? No.
Sounds like you
normally. Normally, I don't let anybody eat off my plate, but I mean, okay, it's a first date, and it might be an icebreaker. It might get her to actually like stop talking and have a conversation. And I figured it's only one bite, so. I slide the plate towards her. She takes a bite, but she spits it back out. Like, she chews up the bite a little bit and then just spits the whole thing right back out on my plate.
Freaking, like, not into a napkin, seriously. Just onto your plate.
No, on the plate. On the plate.
Dude, that's sick. I mean,
no manners.
If you know each other for a little bit, maybe it's funny. Like, it's a funny moment, but like on the first date.
Was it like
that's rough.
Not cooked the way she likes them or whatever? Or did she just take too big of a bite and maybe, you know, doing that choking sound that kind of sounds sexy, but then you realize, oh, maybe her life's in peril?
The womp womps.
Okay. I don't know if that's ever been sexy to me, but anyhow. But she knew how the steak was cooked. She heard me order it. She saw it when she cut it, and
dude, I would have thrown almost, up.
I almost puked myself, and I'm already weird about food, and it's. I mean, that was just a hard no for me.
So if I asked if I could have a bite of something, would you give me a bite? Because I'm notorious for.
You're seductively even talking right now.
Sounds pretty hot.
Brent, can you hold on 1 second? Like, can you hold on 1 second?
I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I feel like Brent's at work right now. I hear every once in a while a hammer hitting something. But there's more to this, right, Fat Boy? Because you were doing your hand like, damn, we're out of time, and he's got more to say.
Yeah, it's a stupid clock.
All right. Oh, clock. All right.
That I want to try to get
we'll
her
see if he
again.
Can and hold on. Also, I want to ask probably a judgmental question, but I wonder if a lot of people are thinking. Like, or is anybody else thinking right now, was she a big girl? His story was about a woman who ate a lot of food really fast on their first date. She ate some of his food and then spit it back out on his plate. Again, remembering first date here, and that she also controlled the entire conversation, which is what I did at the beginning of the previous segment, and that's why you're on here with us the second one. So here's where, and a lot of people are texting us in, they're like, so what's the story? are you just telling this as a like a cautionary tale, or
talk about with her.
Hey guys, watch out for so and so on Tinder, or you don't know how to tell her you don't want to go out with her again because you know you're sickened by her eating and licking her fingers and all this stuff.
Do you think she was just obnoxious to turn you off?
No, I mean, look, I mean, after all that, and I know it was gross, and she clearly has like table manners of like a caveman, but she is insanely hot. Like, wow. Like way out of my league hot.
So that answers
okay.
Like that movie, she's way out of here. Like, this is that situation.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm invested. I've already put in the time and sat through this kind of traumatic date. So I'm going to ride it out until we hook up. And, you know, I'm going to...
Not what I was expecting at all.
No, I'm going to hang out with her a couple more times and see where it goes. And, yeah.
Okay,
that's awesome.
You're going to push right through to get some kind of payoff, I guess.
Yeah.
Exactly. Pretty much. I'm treating it like this is a bad job, and I got to clock in, and I got to get through my shift, but I'm going to collect the benefits.
You know, Brent, if you've listened to the show for a while, we used to do a bit called the Brutally Honest Music Review, where local bands would send in their music, and then we would be completely brutally honest with them if we thought it was worth a crap or not. But this is one of the most brutally honest things I've ever heard in a long time, at least. Post Me Too, at least, on our show.
Yeah, but there's one thing, Brent, you got to worry that she might catch wind of it, because a lot of people are going to hear it. That's pretty specific.
True.
Yeah, is Brent your real name, or is that one you just made up on the radio? Because we caught that guy the other day. He told us his name was one thing, and then he changed it later on.
But, I'm not smart enough to be making up a name.
All right. Well, see that right there. Very brutally honest.
I love it.
Yeah.
You're good material for that, except in this way, you're clearly just using this woman for her body. But, I mean.
Like nobody else.
She's using me for my dinner.
Okay, I thought you were going to say something else there with the first couple letters. I'm glad. Now, you know, this is maybe like off-putting, but, you know, you mentioned the movie She's Out of My League or whatever. That guy was kind of, I don't remember his name. He was in a lot of those Seth Rogen movies. Kind of a nerdy, kind of dorky, some people might call him ugly kind of guy. And she was, of course, a perfect 10 model type. So are you saying you're ugly?
I don't think I'm ugly, but I'm definitely not perfect 10 type. And she's definitely, she's got a few more points on me. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Because we wondered if she was, you know, a big girl.
That's what I thought with the food. Yeah, for sure. But I also thought maybe like, you know.
Very big fat person.
You know.
But you answered that.
Sometimes, you know, we get in our own minds about, you know, our own like. Value or whatever until you know, a lot of people say, man, like, not to me, but like to, you know, like women thirst for that stuff. They love it. They say they don't, but they love it. And I get it. Live from callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it is time to say hello, famous people born on the 25th of July. Happy birthday.
Or suck it. I'll tell you this, no, we don't have a whole lot of birthdays.
Well, good, because that'll give me time at the end to tell you where I'm going to be tomorrow in Traveler's Rest, and you can come hang out with me and sweaty ball.
Sweaty. We'll start with this fella right here, though.
It's a wrestler. Oh, crap. Oh, come on, Matt. What is happening right now?
I could give you a couple hints.
I don't want them.
Oh,
okay, I want one hit.
It's a hand gesture. He's in the club for life.
Oh, Finn Balor.
It is Finn Balor. Dun, dun, dun. He doesn't do this much anymore. Life?
He doesn't come out. He comes out of that.
Vince hated it.
I don't get what his gimmick is anymore. He's like a thug vampire. Like, I don't get it.
Get ready. Woo! Fergal Devitt.
The Prince.
He came up with Becky Lynch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if she went to the dojo, though, strong style. Like old Fertile Devitt did.
I'm going to say Fertile is...
Who are we guessing again?
Finn Balor.
Okay.
Prince Devitt.
God, I want to say 43. I say that in honor of Richard Petty today.
Oh, the king.
41.
Finn Balor is 44.
44 now.
Years old today.
If you'd asked me yesterday, I would have been right.
We'll do it one more time before we switch. Ready?
Yeah, real loud.
That's a vampire with his mouth open?
Well, I mean, he's a demon, but now he's like a thug, and he hangs out in the clubhouse where all they do is throw darts and play video games.
Oh. They should, shouldn't they stop that at some point? Like, just let them go their separate ways.
I don't know what happened with that. Like,
I'm glad they got Ripley out of it.
Good with Edge leading it. I know he left and all that still, but that was messy. Anyway, I'm going to guess Monica.
No, I bet you don't guess within three.
Okay, that means you're going for an ancillary character. So I'm going to go, God, who's that black girl? I always thought she was really pretty. She guest starred on there a whole lot.
Aisha Tyler. No, it's main cast. It is main cast.
Okay, so that means, it will be one of the main cast, meaning one of the six.
Yep, one
of the
six.
So we're down to just five.
Yep. No, so that's good. It's good deduction.
Okay, so I have to guess Monica, so she's out. You would assume that I would guess the girls next. So that reason, I won't do it.
That leaves two.
I'm going to say Joey.
It is Joey Tribbiani's birthday. Matt LeBlanc.
All right.
Also, he was Ed. Remember the movie Ed where he was the pitcher?
In English, his name is Matt the Blank. A lot of people don't know that. He's French.
He came back in some shows after Friends. Of course, Joey didn't last too long, but Man with a Plan on CBS, that was a fun show.
Yeah, I mean he's a decent actor.
Didn't have to work, but made a ton of money off Friends.
I've never heard this song go this far. I didn't realize they had a second chorus.
Now they've already danced. They got pruned up in the fountain by now.
Pruned up.
He's sitting on the couch.
55.
58. Matt LeBlanc is 58 years old today.
God blame it. That's nuts. I remember watching that show just for a girl. Like, she wanted to watch it, and I'm like, God.
I'll tell you
it was good.
It's one of those things where you start to watch it, you're like, all right, don't tell her.
I like
but
it.
But you like this.
Dude, it
because
holds up.
She will feel like she owes you a favor down the road, but you're pretending like you don't like it. It's like that show Below Deck. I despised watching it until I liked it.
When they had the pet duck.
So the way our current climate is now.
I have a pet duck now. It's weird, right?
See?
Those Friends episodes are edgy.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Oh, I was watching, I think I told you. I was watching some old 80s show the other day, and they kept talking about, it just showed how society has changed. They said, it was Three's Company, because Janet says, Chrissy, if he doesn't go out with me, I'm just going to kill myself. And they referenced suicide, and I'm like, I'm not a puss about it, but it's very blatant how they openly thought about it then.
It's like you get worked into being shocked about it all over again.
Yeah.
That's what I don't like.
Yeah.
Well, this is not for a former president, but a relative.
Billy Bush.
No.
I mean, Billy Mays. No.
Billy Mays here, living in Greer.
Is it a Clinton?
It is a Clinton. That's always the first relative you think of. Like,
yeah.
It is with me. Famous brother. First brother.
Roger.
Yeah, Roger Clinton. Forgot he was in Biodome.
How weird was it yesterday? Was George Clinton's birthday?
They got to be cousins,
they
right?
They have to be. Because all the presidents are cousins except Trump. So,
hold on.
I mean, you can look it up.
I don't know. I can't even picture what he looks like.
Really?
Yeah, I knew he had that mullet. I remember him with the mullet of brown hair.
Every president's had that just brother. Yeah. Like Billy Carter. Billy Carter? Billy Beer, yeah.
Yeah, W had Jeb.
Jeb, and then, RFK was pretty awesome, I suppose.
Yeah, he did a lot.
Yeah. 70, no.
Teddy did a lot, too.
Is he older than Bill? That's a clue. Don't say it. I'm gonna say 82 for that exit past Highway 81.
Roger Clinton is 69 years old.
No.
Yep. Bill's in his 80s, right?
Yeah. I thought he was older.
He's the younger one, huh?
We got to skip to Saturday.
It says here Hillary's 142.
I saw her walk
but
in.
She's a witch, so it doesn't matter.
I saw the video. She walked in Epstein's cell.
Oh, dude, that was the other AI video you were watching earlier.
People
it was,
believed it, too.
It was Trump acting like he's pulling out another bill to sign or whatever, and it said Epstein list, and he pulls out a lighter and starts burning it. I'm like, God, y'all are good, but it's of no value.
You can't. You can't monetize it after the fact.
I mentioned Rolling Stone.
Yeah, I mentioned him yesterday. I said his DSLs went away.
Oh, the Micker.
And Saturday is going to be his birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mick Jagger.
I was telling you off there, Panini, the trading card company, has made a Rolling Stones set devoted just to the Rolling Stones. I'm like,
I do like how it goes out into pop culture, the cards now.
Yeah. I mean, there's people buying rookie cards of their favorite comic book character.
I've seen a dual auto from Godfather 2. It's Pacino and De Niro both signed it.
From Leaf?
Yep.
Dude.
That's cool.
That's freaking awesome, man. Mick Jagger, I'm pretty confident that he's 79.
Okay, 79.
Saturday, Mick Jagger's going to be 82 years old, if you believe that.
I've lost all my confidence.
All of it.
I don't listen to you anymore.
Let's do...
know if I'm going to show up tomorrow in TR now. I'm not confident.
Let's do Sunday. We got a big one Sunday. The biggest... I think he was the first $100 million contract in American sports.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
How old is he going to be? I'll try to guess who it is. Oh, it's not going to work.
You can do it that way if you want.
No, I mean, I would say if who I think it is, he would be 18. Let's see, had 32, 52. If that's the same person,
he's going to be 50. But it is the same person.
A-Rod.
It is A-Rod. Okay, he's got the age wrong.
He was
God, 50. I remember when he was 18 coming up.
18. So in 90,
I watched his debut with Griffey.
18 and 94.
Yep.
That was 30. God bless. That's right.
His first game, Griffey, they shared the field together.
First team he ever played for, team, besides Little League and college and stuff.
I don't know, because he went straight from high school to the pros.
But minor league. He had to play a little minor league ball. He was an Appleton Fox.
Ah, I knew it. Dang it. I really did, and I forgot about it.
It's one of those cards when you see it, like out in the wild, you're like, oh, my God, it's an A-Rod minor league card. And you flip it over, and they only made 15,000 of these.
15,000?
Yeah, that's nothing. It. I mean, that's the grand scheme of things. Like, that's nothing. Might as well have wasted ink putting a serial number on here.
Happy heavenly birthday to the youngest in the cast of the Golden Girls, who was the oldest on the show.
Estelle.
Estelle Getty would be 102 years old today. Stop her, my mom will shoot. Great
so
movie.
How old would... Dorothy. Ben,
I think she was the oldest, right?
Yeah, she would have been like 110 or 150. God.
God, at least close. Sweetness, Walter Payton.
Oh,
he would have been. Oh, Hulk Hogan was 71 when he passed away yesterday. Walter Payton would be 71 years old today.
If the Lord had given us a trade, what would we have done?
And we said earlier, you know, they say it comes in threes, but Hogan was the third man for the second time in his life.
Oh, yeah. Now, how old did you say Estelle Getty would have
102.
Been?
102.
Because B. Arthur was born in 1922, so she would have been 103. So they were not that off in age very much at all. You know, have you ever seen the naked pictures of B. Arthur when she was younger?
It's not bad.
Wow.
No.
Oh, yeah. She was a pinup.
I'm sure she's pretty.
Dude.
Yeah,
incredibly gorgeous.
Not like her Maude co-star, but still not bad.
No, she looked Maude with an L by a dog. It's a name that used to be more prevalent in American culture, and that Maude. Show that ruined it.
The only one I can think of famous wise is Apatow's daughters. He named one of
Maude Apatow. Yeah. And then, her name's Harley Quinn. Never mind. It's Kevin Smith's daughter named Harley Quinn. It is.
God, that's right. Yeah, he named her after.
All right.
With the comics.
We will be back live on Monday. What are we going to talk about? Well, we don't know which celebrities are going to die this week.
God, I hope none.
I hope none. Can we all, in a moment of silence, kill the music? Kill my music.
All right, Kwee-wee. No, he wanted his.
We want no death of any kind this week. And now we're silly to think that's not going to happen, but we just don't want famous death.
No.
But no death at all if we can have it, but no, no famous people, especially those of our childhood, because, Lord, that makes us feel older. And that's really, really what this is all about.
God, Hulk and Ozzy in the same week.
And
Chuck Mangione.
Theodore Huxtable.
Yeah, Malcolm Jamar Warner.
Jamar Warner. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow I will be at Travelers Rock Fest, presented by Legion Tattoo, the first ever tattoo shop in Travelers Rest. I'll be out there from 5 until 7. Come on out, win thousands of dollars of free tattoo gift cards, live music, food trucks, and the whole nine yards. But when you come out, wash your hands, and God bless America. It's good.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.